sure, you know, it is difficult for any first responder, whether it's a fireman or a police officer or a sheriff's officer or anything, to flip the switch and go from a training incident to rescuing your own. You know, firemen and police officers and those type of folks, you know, they protect and serve the public, and they do a great job at it. But like I said, you know, there's a real sense of loss, not necessarily loss, but a real sense of concern from them, because, like I said, you know, this individual was part of the training exercise, and you know, it just shouldn't happen where, you know, someone out there that's doing the right thing is now all of a sudden part of a new incident that happened for some unknown reason.
Apparently, though, as you put it, they told you that they didn't want to do it, but apparently once they did it, it all went rather seamlessly.
Yeah, you know, we heard several comments from the divers and the fire rescue last night that, you know, as soon as there was a indication of a problem, that everybody reacted and turned the switch. And from the time that they noticed and were alerted that there was a problem until this person was up and out of the water and life-saving maneuvers were started, was less than 2 minutes. And I think that that shows both from a dive team area of getting that person located and a fire rescue area of starting the life-saving procedures that training is valuable. Training kicked in, and those folks did what was necessary in the situation that was presented. So it is difficult, you know, for them to do it, but that's why they train. And, you know, you just don't want to be doing this when or to a member of your team. I mean, nobody likes to lose a family member every regular day, and you sure don't like to have difficulty with a team member, because you count on them, you know. And fire rescue and us law enforcement are built on team concepts, and losing a member of a team or a member of a team having difficulty during the incident is never good, and it affects the rest of the team, or has the potential to affect the rest of the team in a negative manner. So,
what can you give us any indication of this man's medical condition right now? Good, bad, serious, critical?
You know what we know is he's at a local healthcare facility, and they're working with him to do all the things that they need to do. And, you know, it's always serious, you know, when you're transported to a hospital. So, you know, I think that that's where we'll lay it. And more will be released as his close family is traveling from quite a distance up here. And once they get here and they're brought up to speed, then we'll work with them to pass on any additional information on that.